Let's take a look at some farm news here for you on a Friday. Well, after hosting what a White House initially called a listening session, President Trump took American investors by surprise Thursday. He announced to the group attending the meeting that he will be imposing the long-rumored steel and aluminum tariffs next week. According to reports, the president will impose a 25% tariff on steel imports and 10% for aluminum. Trump told the meeting of steel and aluminum executives that he'll sign the paperwork next week. He said, "You're going to have protection for the first time in a long time." He says steel and aluminum workers haven't been represented in some time, and moves like this will help rebuild the American industries. Before making the announcement, Trump praised his recent tariffs on solar panels and washing machines, saying they were a good example of how tariffs can lead to investment in different U.S. business sectors. However, the U.S. Wheat Associates and National Association of Wheat Growers were both very disappointed in the move by Trump yesterday. A statement says they repeatedly warned of the risk of retaliation, and the president has said such a policy would have potentially serious consequences for agriculture. The group says it's disappointing that the voices of farmers and many other industries were ignored in the favor of an industry that's already among the most well-protected in the country. Also, Brian Kuhl of Farmers for Free Trade Organization says they are so deeply concerned that the move to improve tariffs will unintentionally hurt American agriculture. These tariffs are very likely to accelerate a tit-for-tat approach on trade, putting U.S. ag exports in the crosshairs. We've already seen China discussing tariffs on sorghum, while the EU and China have both indicated they will move forward with swift retaliation in the wake of those tariffs. He added that everyone agrees on the need to hold trading partners accountable, but taking unilateral action like this will have unintended consequences. He says the ag sector knows from experience that our ag exports will be the first to be hit by retaliation. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue spoke at the Commodity Classic this week and defended his support for the renewable fuel standard. Perdue told farmers he was attending the event that President Trump unequivocally supports RFS, corn farmers, and ethanol. The biofuel industry and corn farmers are concerned that the secretary doesn't understand the importance of renewable identification numbers, or RINs, to the biofuels industry. Corn farmers and herd RINs were one of the topics of conversation at the White House during Tuesday's biofuels meeting. While speaking to hundreds of the nation's corn, soybean, wheat, and sorghum farmers, Perdue says he's beginning to understand the president's frustration with fake news. The secretary has been under fire since Tuesday due to the idea of possible changes to RINs standards. Perdue said, "Hear me clearly, all of you. I will not and have not supported any policies in this country that would diminish demand, undermine the RFS, or are harmful to our ag producers. I will not." Also, U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar and John Thune of South Dakota, senior members of the Senate Ag, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee, today introduced bipartisan legislation to improve ag data research of conservation practices to help farmers reduce risk and increase profitability. The U.S. Department of Ag currently manages and stores valuable producer data, but the data can be better utilized to inform producers' understanding about which conservation practices reduce risk and improve profitability. The Agriculture Data Act would direct the Secretary of Agriculture to collect, collate, integrate, and link data relating to the impacts of covered conservation products on enhancing crop yield, soil health, and otherwise reducing risk and improving farm and ranch profitability. It would also give the Secretary of Ag the authority to establish a secure, confidential, cloud-based conservation and farm productivity data warehouse to store operational, transactional, and administrative program databases and records that support businesses, statistical, and other analysis. Farmers sustain an important pillar of our nation's economy and do so under unpredictable market and weather conditions year to year, Klobuchar said. The bipartisan legislation will ensure hardworking farmers are able to capitalize on the U.S. Department of Ag's vast resources to streamline their operations, enhance yield, and increase profits. John Thune said one of the greatest challenges with applying the most effective conservation practices like cover crops on working lands is measuring the economic value of these practices and what they can provide, such as increased crop yields on subsequent crops. This legislation would help farmers and land-grant universities better utilize USDA's massive collection of conservation data, enable them to choose the best conservation practices that would improve productivity on farming operations. The Ag Data Act has been endorsed by the National Wildlife Federation, the Nature Conservancy, and the Environmental Defense Fund and AGRI. That's been a check of farm news here for you on a Friday morning on KLGR.